Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church. We seem to be a little small this morning, but we all know that if we are here, God knew we were going to be here, and this group will never look exactly like this again. So whatever God is bringing today, he is bringing for us.
Good morning. We have one more coming this morning. So how's everyone doing? Did you get to see any fireworks yesterday? You did? Well, that's nice. That's wonderful. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about that and what we were celebrating this past weekend. There was people who lived in another nation, and they were very unhappy because they had a king that was not very nice to them, and he didn't even care about them. So they decided to board a ship and go across the Atlantic Ocean till they found land. And there they were hoping to find freedom. And as the leaders of the people got together, they prayed to God and asked for God's direction in this new nation that they were in, that they could honor him and be obedient to him. So that's something that we're celebrating now, because our king is God. And he is kind and loving and wonderful. You know, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And God did not send Jesus in the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Jesus. And think of all the many things that Jesus did. He preached the good news to the poor. He gave freedom to the prisoners, and he gave sight to the blind, and he set loose the prisoners. So there's so many things that our God does for us. And so that's what this nation was founded on, and that was people who believed in God and wanted his freedom because it's perfect. So I thought it would be nice maybe to sing Happy Birthday. It's an anniversary too, but it's a birthday. It's really 250 years. So I have a card that's gonna sing Happy Birthday. We're going to sing along, but I'll tell you, it goes real fast. So you have to stay close to, and we'll say to America, okay, whenever it's who it's to. So we're going to say Happy Birthday to America, okay? You ready? And now we have to blow out the candle. So if you missed them yesterday, you get to see them today. Yeah, we had our own fireworks. So let's pray and thank God. Dear Lord, we just thank you that we were born here in America, Lord, and how you take care of us and want to give us so many things, especially your love, Lord. Help us to use that in our lives and to help others that we can all be free in you. We'll be free indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Scripture today comes from Romans 6, verses 19 through 23, if you'd like to turn in your Bible. Verse 19. I put this in human terms because you are weak and in your natural selves. Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word and to Pastor Galen as he brings the morning message.
So I try not to go to Walmart on holidays. And yesterday, there I was at Walmart, and I was looking for hamburger buns, and actually it was hot dogs. And you know, there were only about two or three of those hot dog buns left, and that's what happens when you go to Walmart on July 4th. We sometimes can run out of things, and it was no surprise to me that Walmart was almost out of 4th of July. As we think about our freedoms that we have in this country, we are able to come to church today and worship because of those who fought and died for our freedoms. And so we're thankful for this country and for the freedoms that we have. As I think about that freedom that we have, and I think about our Lord who helped to give us the freedoms that we have, I want us to focus today on the freedoms we have in Christ and the goodness of God As we think about the goodness of God, I want to invite you to sing with me. We'll do this a cappella. It is God is so good. Would you sing with me if you know the song? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to. He broke my chains. He broke my chains. He broke my chains. He broke my chains. He's so good to me. He set me free. He set me free. He set me free. He set me free. He's so good to me. And one more time, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Amen. Would you raise your hand if you were able to see some fireworks yesterday? Where we live at the Ridge Church, we had some fireworks, but then there were fireworks all around us, so we could see them from different positions right there at the Ridge. And so if you had a chance to see fireworks yesterday, they were pretty awesome. If you live in Washington, D.C. yesterday, you saw the largest firework display ever in history. There were 850,000 fireworks. I can't wrap my mind around that. But you saw, historically, the world's most fireworks ever in Washington, D.C. yesterday. As we celebrated Independence Day, as we celebrated our birthday, 250 years as a nation, we celebrated our independence from British rule and became a nation 250 years ago, and we celebrate that this weekend. But what I want us to think about today, that even greater than the freedom that we have in this country, is the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. Amen? That freedom in Jesus is greater than any freedoms that we have in this country, although our freedoms that we have are important to us in this nation. But the greatest freedom that we could ever have is found in Jesus. So here's what I want us to see today, that if we know Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are set free from some things. If we know Jesus Christ as our Savior, first of all, we are set free from separation from God in this life. A few days ago, I was out driving and there was a block, something blocking the road. And the GPS, I don't know how the GPS does this, but the GPS said there's something in the road ahead. And there was something blocking the road. It slowed me down. I had to work to keep the car focused because of this block in the road. And just like a block in the road, our past sin blocks our relationship with God. Because the Bible tells us that all of us sin, and there's sin in our lives, and sin is a block. It separates us from God. And in Romans 6, our passage today, verse 22, Paul says that when we repent of our sins and when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're set free from our past sins. Now think about that this morning. Everything that you've ever done, every thought that you ever had, every action you ever had before you received Jesus is gone. It has been removed. That debt has been paid through Jesus and his work on the cross. I love what Christian author Corrie ten Boom, she said this. She said that God buries our sins in the depths of the sea and then puts up a sign that reads, "No fishing." I love that. That God buries our sins in the depths of the sea and then he puts up a sign that reads, "No fishing." And that is so true. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, and if we receive and that Jesus Christ provides, we are free indeed. Amen? And when we receive Christ as our Savior, our past sins no longer block us from God. We are free to have a relationship with God. So, brothers and sisters, let's celebrate today. Would you say amen? We celebrate today our freedom, that we are set free from the separation from God. We are set free because of Jesus and his death on the cross. And if we receive Jesus as our Savior, we are no longer separated from God in this life. Here's something else I want us to think about today. That if we know Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are also set free from eternal separation from God. In Romans 6:23, Paul says that the wages of sin is death. And a wage is a payment that we receive for what we earn. So Paul is saying that when we sin, we receive a wage or we receive a payment, and our payment for our sin is eternal separation from God, both now and eternity. That, brothers and sisters, if we have sin in our life and we never receive Christ as our Savior, we will be eternally separated from God. Unfortunately, there are some churches that teach that there is no place called hell. I talked to a pastor who told me, he said, in our Sunday school, there is a teaching, they are teaching, the Sunday school teacher is teaching the students that there is no hell. And brothers and sisters, the Bible clearly teaches that there is a place called hell. And if we don't receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, the Bible clearly teaches that we'll be trapped forever in a place called hell. Hell. But here's the good news this morning. That Romans 6:23 says that the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That we have a gift that God has given to us through Jesus Christ, that we don't have to go to a place called hell because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. And here's what that means, that when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are set free from eternal separation from God. We don't have to be eternally separated from God. We can go to a place called heaven if we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. Brothers and sisters, that's something to celebrate today. Amen? We can celebrate our freedom in Jesus, that we are set free from separation from God right now in this life if we receive Christ as our Savior. We can celebrate our freedom today because if we know Jesus is saved as our Savior, we are also set free from eternal separation from God in a place called hell. But there's finally something that I want us to see today. And that is, if we know Jesus as our Savior, we are set free to live for Christ and grow in our faith. Because Romans 6:22 says, Paul says that you have been set free from sin and you have become slaves to God. So Paul goes on to say in this verse that this kind of slavery to God, is not something bad. It's not a bad kind of slavery, because this kind of slavery to God, where we live our lives for God, leads to holiness. And Paul says it leads to eternal life in Christ. You see, some people might think that living for Christ is a kind of prison. Some people might complain and say, if I'm a Christian, I can't live any way that I want. Being a Christian is no fun because I can't do things my way. Some people might think and might complain. But here's the deal for us. That when we live as slaves to Jesus, when we live our lives according to His will, according to what He wants for our lives, it doesn't hurt us and bind us. It frees us to grow in our faith. So living for Christ is not something that binds us. It actually frees us to grow, to be the person of God that He has desired us to be. It's the greatest kind of freedom. And it's a freedom that helps us to grow in our faith, to be the people of God that He has desired us to be. So that's something today that we can celebrate. Amen? We can celebrate today that we are set free from separation from God in this life if we know Jesus as Savior. We can celebrate today that if we know Jesus as our Savior, we are set free from eternal separation from God. And finally, we can celebrate today because if we know Jesus as our Savior, we're set free to live for Christ and grow in our faith to become the people that He desires us to be. Brothers and sisters, we live in a great nation. We live in a nation where we can freely worship God. We live in a nation where we can speak freely our thoughts. We live in a nation that is free. But we have a freedom that is greater than the freedom we have in this nation. If you're a Christian, you have the greatest freedom, and that is freedom in Jesus Christ. Amen. Because God has set you free through Jesus. A few years ago, there was a Christian singer whose name was Zach Williams. I've spoken about Zach Williams before. He wrote one of my favorite praise songs called Chainbreaker. We sing that song sometimes in this church, and I love it because it's an illustration of what Christ does in our life as He can break the chains in our lives. And I will never forget this moment when Zach Williams did a concert, and he did this concert at Harding Prison in Tennessee. And I remember there were various videos that came out during this time of this concert in Tennessee at this prison. And I will never forget the images of those prisoners. There those men were, many of them there for who knows how long. They were incarcerated. They were in physical chains. And yet on this particular video or set of videos from this concert, they had their hands lifted and they were praising the Lord. Now, someone who saw this video or this series of videos and was at this concert and saw this concert may have thought, why in the world would these men be praising the Lord when some of them may have been serving lifetime sentences, when some of them had been there for a long time while all of them were in chains? How in the world could they celebrate? How in the world could they lift up their hands and praise God during this time? And here's the answer. They were celebrating the freedom they had in Jesus Christ. Even though they were locked up, even though they may have spent the rest of their lives in prison, they had a greater freedom than any physical freedom they could receive, because they had the freedom that only comes from Jesus Christ. And they could rejoice, and they could lift their hands, and they could praise the Lord in the middle of their prison cell because of what Jesus did for them as he freed them, as they were no longer separated from God in this life. They were no longer separated from God in eternity. And all of them could rejoice because they were set free to live for Christ and grow in their faith and become the people that God wants them to be. You see, brothers and sisters, if we know Jesus as our Savior, we can rejoice in the same way, because we are free from our past sins. Satan will try to remind us of things we used to do. Satan will try to remind us of the person we used to be. But we have freedom in Christ because our past is gone. It is washed away. It is no more. And we can rejoice in that freedom. We can also rejoice in the freedom that we are freed from eternal separation from God. We will live in a place called heaven. Jesus has gone there to get our room ready. And we can rejoice in that freedom that we have. And finally, brothers and sisters, like those men in that prison, we can rejoice because we are free to live for Christ in this world. And as we live for Christ, we will continue to grow in our faith to be the people that God desires us to be. Praise the Lord today for our freedom in Christ. Would you sing with me, "He Sets Me Free"? Close our sermon time today. He sets me free. He sets me free. He sets me free. He's so good to me. He broke my chains. He broke my chains. He broke my chains. He broke my chains. He's so good to me. Let's always be thankful for the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. And all of God's people together said, amen. We're going to sing in just a moment another one of my favorite songs. Somebody came up with a way to take Amazing Grace and make it even more powerful, if that's possible, by adding the words, "My chains are gone," and the beautiful lyrics to that song, "Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone." We're going to sing that today. And as we sing that, I invite you to think about your freedoms that you have. Not only the freedoms in this country, but if you're a Christian, I invite you to think about how Jesus has broken your chains and set you free. Perhaps today you're in chains because you have never received Christ. And listen to me today, whatever chain that you're in your life, Jesus can set you free from that chain that's bound you. If it's a chain of addiction, if it's a chain of divorce, if it's a chain that's bound you for years, Jesus Christ can set you free. And he can break those chains of sin that have bound you for years. I invite you today, if you don't know Jesus Christ, I want to invite you to let him break your chains. And I want to invite you to tell the world that you choose Jesus and you turn from your past and you give your life to Christ. I want to invite you to do that if you've never done that today, and we'll pray with you and for you as you make that decision. Perhaps today you're dealing with another chain. Maybe it's a chain of illness. You're going through some anxiety, and it is binding you. And Jesus Christ can also break those chains and help you deal with whatever you face. Maybe the pain won't go away, but Christ can help you to deal with it. So I want to invite you today, if you're struggling with something, if you bring a chain, we're going to invite you to come and to receive prayer today. We'll pray for you. Whatever you're dealing with, we'll bring it to the Lord. We're going to do something different. We're not going to have the piano playing for a closing song. We're going to have it on the screen. So as we have our final song, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, I want to invite you today, if God has laid something on your heart, please come as together we stand and sing our closing song. Won't you stand as we sing Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone?